This is Dr. Omotoh dictating a follow-up. Please use a follow-up template. Patient last name is Shum, S-H-U-M, as in Mary. S as in Sally, H-U-M as in Mary. First name is May, M-A-Y. Date of birth is March 1, 1961. Date of service is June 10, 2025. Referring provider is... Maliha Qadir, M-A-L-I-H-A, space Q-A-D-I-R-M-D. Chief complaint, follow-up on lupus. Subjective, this is a 64-year-old Caucasian, 64-year-old Asian female, history of SLE, with history of lupus nephritis, who's here for follow-up period. Next paragraph, she has been diagnosed with conjunctival chemosis, C-H-E-M-O-I-S. No, C-H-E-M-O-S-I-S of the left eye and seeing a eye specialist at the Stanford Hospital period. The workup so far consists of negative MRI and negative autoimmune markers except for her lupus marker, such as double-stranded DNA period. We have been trying to increase her CellCept dose, and she is currently on 750 milligram per day period. Back in March, gamma, she tried to increase to 1,000 milligram per day, but she started noticing numbness and tingling, gamma palpitation, gamma and dizziness, so we lower the dose to 750 milligram per day. She is taking 250 in the morning and 500 milligram at night period. Next paragraph, she's currently on the methylprednisolone 4 milligram per day as well period. While she was traveling, from May 23 to May 28, she forgot to bring her methylprednisolone, so she did not take any period. During the trip, she noticed that her eyes were improving, which may be due to her eyes not on the computer screen all the time period, but she started to notice some swelling in her hands and her knees, and she has difficult time with bending her knees, which she thinks is due to the swelling period. After she got back on methylprednisolone, she is noticing that those symptoms are improving period. Next paragraph, in terms of her eye issues, she is recommended to have a biopsy, and then depending on the biopsy results, she was recommended to receive high-dose IV steroid for 3 days, period. Past medical history, SLE, with history of lupus nephritis, next hypothyroidism, next autonomic dysfunction, history of nasopharyngeal carcinoma, status post-radiation to the neck area period. Current medication, methylprednisolone, 4 milligram per day. Next, CellCept, 250 milligram in the a.m., 500 milligram in the evening. Next, cyclosporine eye drop, V as in Victor, E, V-Y-E, in place of Restasis, which she thinks is helping. Next, levothyroxine. Next, clonidine, PRN. Review of system per template. Please change the joint to per subjective. Objective. Please add H-E-E-N-T. Patient has minimum redness of the left eye conjunctiva and a minimum raised thickening of the lower half of the conjunctiva period. The rest of it is per template. Diagnostic data dated June 4th, 2025, her CBC is unremarkable, CMP is unremarkable, her SED rate is elevated at 64 this time, her dsDNA is 1:160, which is elevated but stable from the last blood test, her C3 and C4 is a normal limit, her UA shows 1 plus protein, trace leukocyte S trace, 11 to 20 hyaline cast, but no red blood cells. Impression number one, history of SLE with lupus nephritis, currently dealing with chemosis, CHEMOSIS of the left eye, We are attempting to maximize her immunosuppressive therapy, but she has a hard time tolerating the higher dose of CellCept period. Recommendation number one, I will ask her to increase the morning dose of CellCept, which she's currently taking 250 milligrams every morning, to 250 milligrams and 500 milligrams every other day period. She would continue to take 500 milligrams every night period. Next, she will continue with the methylprednisolone 4 milligrams per day. Next, I would see her in 3 months for a follow-up with repeat blood test. This is the end of dictation.